You're listening to the show about person-sized potted plants and letter debacles. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen. And my sticky bricks will blow your mind.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I'm going to have them say the same word. Then I can look at the waveform and see if it's similar. Kumquat.
When? Right, like at the same time?
Abby.
Kumquat. I said it wrong.
Alex. He won't say kumquat.
Pubecho.
Pubecho. Pubin chode.
Pubin chode.
Greg won't know what that is.
I really don't.
Denise.
A long story.
Okay. What am I? I don't know.
Pubin chode.
Pubin chode.
Now I have to say it.
Pubin chode. I know what those things are. I don't know why you're saying them.
Okay. I'm going to explain.
French Norwegian word.
All right, the other day when I was trying to get you to come and play Jackbox with us, one of the prompts for what the heck game was that? What game was that?
I don't even know.
Quiplash. No, was it? Yeah, it was Quiplash.
Quiplash? Okay, so like it came from my game like screwing up, and the prompt that I had had was a article of clothing made out of body hair. And I tried to type a pubecho, like a poncho.
Which none of us would have understood.
Right, but it was like, we're playing a game where you have to improvise quickly. So I wrote it's pubin chode in my head all the time. So pubecho. I wrote pubecho or pubechos. That's what I said. I pubechos.
Like ponchos.
Shut up, you fucking dick. All right, anyway, so you're supposed to do two, it does two questions, right? Two prompts. And I typed pubechos. But then it didn't ask me the second one. And then when the game just started, and I'm like, what the fuck? That's weird. And then like
For your first prompt was something else, and it popped up pubechos.
Even though what you were writing was a different made up word altogether.
It like took my answer because like pubechos was still on the right one. Like it still offered my one for the other question, but for that one, it just auto populated my answer, but like added random letters, and I was like, pubechode.
Pubechode.
Exactly. I'm sure this is what you meant.
Cuban chode.
Clippy pops up. Did you mean to type Cuban chode?
And didn't you guys pick my answer both times? Because I was like, that's not mine. And then pube chose came up and everyone
this
voted for it.
Words were
of
so
pity.
Ridiculous. It wasn't pity. It was, you won that whole round because of that.
That was so awful.
It was a very good ploy. You were a very good actor.
Yes, yes. it was definitely on purpose. I'm so smart. Pubin chode. Yeah.
Are you happy with everyone's levels?
I think it's great, yes.
We didn't get to all say kumquat.
Okay, say pubin chode.
Pubin chode. Now I said it the way Alex was saying it.
Pubin chode.
Could not say the pew sound all week long. Now that it's my turn to say it, he said, I know. I don't think his brain works that way. anyway, pubin chode.
Yes.
Pubin chode.
Alex, pubin chode.
Now he's going to say kumquat.
Now it sounds like a sort of a greeting. Like the first thing you learn in a new language is like, hello, how are you? Pubin chode?
I think he maybe is still quiet.
Alex?
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Is he muted?
He has to actually say pubin chode, and it actually is helpful.
Pubin chode.
I think he's.
I don't know. How would
good.
You?
I think there's a problem.
He
with
bowed
it.
When he said it. It was very respectful. I think we're good. Pubin
what
chode.
Me? Do I have to say it?
Pubin chode. Say
pubin
it.
Chode.
Yep. Pubin.
Because you can level me on there.
All right. Well, I don't know. Pubin chode. Say it. Pubin chode.
Pubin chode.
Pubin chode.
Pubin
chode. You guys, we're going to make pubin chode happen. Everyone across the country
pubin chode.
And across the world.
It's what's going to unite everybody.
Mark Jessen, you got to say pubin chode
pubin
when you talk
chode.
To us next time.
Hashtag pubin chode.
Hashtag
forever.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
A whoop whoop. A big mad props out to KT, who's been editing like crazy because they want to try to catch us up to where we are. So we're basically releasing double what we normally would.
I'm
like,
trying.
Okay. Hours. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Can we just revisit one of my favorite memories from when we were joking about the lag between episode recording and release? And Eric says, I can't remember. Hang on. I'll think of it. Hang on.
That was
You're
so
gonna
funny.
You're going to have to be more specific. We do that a lot.
No, we cannot revisit that memory.
No, okay. I remember it. I remember it now. He said, the Easter Bunny was dead to begin with.
Yes. I was there.
I'm so sorry, Denise. It's got to be immortalized in one of our episodes, but
yeah, probably
so
like a Christmas
ago.
One or something. Yeah, because well, it was probably
we were talking about how much Greg loves Dickens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's probably specifically Christmas Carol, and how much I love it, and how much KT loves
me too,
it.
Yeah,
and
how much
and,
I don't give
anyway.
A shit about it.
Anyways,
you monster.
I have to look at KT and smile so they know I'm kidding.
Yes, so I don't kill him.
Yes. Must communicate emotion.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
speaking
dear.
Of communicating emotion,
I thought maybe this is what my dream had been, that maybe you had somehow recorded me saying pubin chode and gotten it to be on one of those pronunciation things like spanakopita, spanakopita.
Spanakopita.
Yeah, see? But it was just pubin chode. Please.
Oh,
please have it be pubin chode.
Yeah.
And that's the beginning sound. Pubin chode.
I like how you're doing that. You sound like you're imitating NPR.
NPR.
Yeah.
Pubin chode. Sweaty balls.
Welcome to All Things Considered. Today we're discussing what is a pubin chode and what should you do about it.
Oh my god. Long live pubin chode. Anyway.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my gosh.
Hashtag.
Forgive me in advance, and also most of you won't know what I'm referencing.
Oh. We won't?
Bum 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 bum. I fly like paper Ricardo through a plane. Rafina, catch me while the others run. How motherfucking lame. If you read the message, tell you go to the cave. Gwen, tell you where it is in a second if you wait. I fly like
you
paper Ricardo through a plane. Rafina, catch me while the others run. How motherfucking lame. If you read the message, tell you go to the cave. Gwen, tell you where it is in a second if you wait.
You want me to
sometimes
do it?
Will gets kicked out of bar. Every store I get to, the line's too far. Everyone's a puzzler. We're almost done with that game. But the fourth brain teaser's putting us to shame. Sometimes Will gets kicked out of bar. Every store I get to, the line's too far. Everyone's a puzzler. We're almost done with that game. But the fourth brain teaser's putting us to shame. And then hold on 1 second.
Oh, he has music. Do you?
Hold on. Now I'm not ready.
Does anyone know the song?
Yeah, I feel like I should.
It's okay. It's MIA. Paper. Wait, is it called Paper? Is it called Paper Planes?
Yeah. All I want to do is and get rent money. All I want to do is and get rent money. All I want to do is and get rent money. All I want to do is and get rent money. Postman's looking chubby. Will says he forgot his grubby. Searching turns out real lucky. Gerard's address is in his cubby. Postman's looking chubby. Will says he forgot his grubby. Searching turns out real lucky. Gerard's address is in his cubby. No one in the restaurant is in the room with us. Bathwack has some shit to discuss. We pack and deliver. Oh, I didn't.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on. I know I rewrote that. It must not have saved it. What was it?
Oh, no.
Oh, well. Uh-oh. We pack and deliver like UPS trucks. Rafina uses fog to diffuse all the fuss. No one in the restaurant is in the room with us. Bathwack has some shit to discuss. We pack and deliver like UPS trucks. Rafina uses fog to diffuse all the fuss. Oh, it was,
Did it rhyme with trucks?
It rhymed kind of with all that stuff. What was it?
Oh, you guys have to hear this song. It's such a good song, first of all, but also Eric's doing an amazing job for probably not knowing. I was just singing this song the other day.
I'm adding it to my
Spotify. The thing is, it's relatively monotone.
Yeah, it is, but you still don't. You're not as familiar with it.
I feel like we're getting the effect of it. When we were little, we used to, every time my mom guessed what song we were listening to, she'd always guess it was Michael Bolton. And that's why I said Michael Bolton.
We sort of passed over that, but I was sitting here going, Michael Bolton? It doesn't sound particularly like Michael Bolton. I must not be that familiar with him.
His later years.
He's like, I'm Michael Bolton. I've got millions. I don't give two shits.
This wasn't the rhyme I wrote. I couldn't remember it.
Okay.
But it's the same content.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. No one in the restaurant is in the room with us. Bathwack has some shit to discuss. When it comes to bubbly water, dude definitely mistrusts. Rafina uses fog to diffuse all the fuss. No one in the restaurant is in the room with us. Bathwack has some shit to discuss. When it comes to bubbly water, dude definitely mistrusts. Rafina uses fog to diffuse all the fuss. All I want to do is... And get rent money. All I want to do is... And get rent money. All I want to do is... And get rent money. All I want to do is... And get rent money.
Oh, this is so awesome.
This is just an excuse for you to use your favorite sounds on your soundboard.
I know, for real. Oh my god, I love that very
much. Sorry, all I want to do is...
Clove it!
All right, should we play this game?
Thank you, Eric, that was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, I would like to play this
game. Let's do this.
Okay.
The room is still foggy, yeah?
I think as we ended, I mean, you can say this didn't happen if you want, but I think you had indicated you would like to dissipate it as the door swung open.
I vaguely remember that because the waiters came in.
Yeah, with all the food.
Sorry, I bumped my microphone.
I can't remember what happened at the end, but I slid something across the table.
Yep.
Well, yeah, this was one of those recaps not too helpful, I guess.
It was the cardstock that I...
You said something terrifying again.
I bought some cardstock so I can make some playing cards. and so
what was the gist of that conflict was that he's trying to get me to send a letter, right, to my brother to
call
off
whatever
the hounds I was doing.
Or whatever it is you've done.
Yeah, you don't even know what it is.
No.
Yeah.
To cease the...
Oh, man.
What's the word? What's the code word or whatever?
Well, it was... It said fence
cease
yard
the
Jarrett.
Fencing.
All it said was fence yard Jarrett. All it said?
All it said?
Was
all right,
fence yard Jarrett.
We're not playing yet. Okay. Settle down.
We're not. When?
I mean, we are. Gwen.
And then it was who laid the bricks at Gully's End. I'm just going to say that because I know it's important. And Alex is great. Good job, Alex. He's trying to center us again.
I forgot about that. Who laid the bricks? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I sent you the whole crazy letter because I'm a psycho and I do things like that.
That's what they do. There were some raised voices and heated tense discussion, mostly
Nobody
focused
died.
Between Will and Bathwack. Nobody died yet.
Yeah, but Bathwack didn't even raise his voice. As usual, he was scary as fuck because he's just quiet
terrifying.
And calm.
Oh, okay. Right, one raised voice.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I don't remember, but probably.
I mean, does it count as a raised voice if that's Will's normal speaking voice? Like, it's been raised since he was 8, so I think at this point it doesn't count anymore. There was this piece of cardstock, not the contract paper that he bought you, but his own cardstock, along with a pen, slid mm-hmm. over to you in the midst of the fog, which is now dissipating as the waiter had burst in and exclaimed, "What is going on here?" or something along those lines. Yeah. Probably a slightly different voice.
Oh, right. And the reason for the cardstock is because Will was accusing me of giving it to him just to write this letter.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see what this gift is.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, he didn't perceive it as a gift. It was more like a manipulation or something like that.
Right.
Or like,
so he was using his own paper to be like, no, it's not about that. That's for you. Here's other paper.
God.
That you can write something on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to do something now, or do you have something to do?
No, okay. I'm just still trying to make everybody clear about where everybody's doing. Drew's, I'm assuming, still staring at that water. Now that the fog has lifted, he's like, it's still there!
It's still there!
It's back. Drew has been listening intently.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh. I haven't been able to see any of you, but, you know.
By the way, that's
quickly changing. What?
The beer I made, the first beer ever, it's actually carbonated. I'm so excited.
Whoa! I don't trust it.
Much like what Dew is wondering at, the carbonation, right?
Right.
It's exactly. All related. I don't trust it. Is this
water
good?
Yeasted?
Excuse me, garçon.
It's just warm yeast water.
Mm, yum, my favorite.
It's like, I don't get what people like about this.
Still haven't drank it.
Yeah.
I would recognize the scent since I grew up hanging out with a baker.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
It's just yeast. What is wrong with you people?
the fog is now quickly dissipating as it has been dispelled through the magic that is Rafina Flangepot.
Oh, yes. Well, you know.
I do. That's why I said it.
You don't need to thank me.
Okay. Anyway.
We aren't. I wanted that fog.
What is going on? What is all this about? What are you? Is there a fire in here? What's happening?
Oh man, yeah. What is that smell? Did you guys burn something in the kitchen or something? I thought this was a fine establishment.
No, we didn't burn something in the kitchen. There's no smoke.
Can't you smell that? And I prestidigitate the smell of smoke around him.
Oh, you are. There is something on fire. What's going on?
It must be in the kitchen because it's not in here.
He drops his tray full of food.
Oh, no.
And starts scurrying around the room looking for a fire to put out.
There's no fire in here. It must be in the kitchen. I want a refund. I haven't even paid yet. We better get a discount. What?
Now we're not going to be able to eat that food on the floor. And you haven't eaten in like 3 days.
I suddenly, like, a tear almost comes out of my eye. Mm-hmm. I suck it back in.
Will, if I don't see you eat something soon, I am going to put you in one of these pockets.
Which pocket? The leggy pocket?
There was some stunned silence there.
That can mean so many things.
All eyes turned to Rafina.
I gesture toward the lanky packs.
Will is out of pocket. Sorry, that's just.
So you're looking across the table at Rafina at this maybe the scariest threat you've ever received. You've received a lot of threats in your day, Will, but this one, nothing really even comes close to matching it.
Yeah.
Out of the sort of the corner of your eye, you see the pen on the table in front of you is moving.
Wait, what? I do?
Yeah.
The pen is moving by itself?
It's out of the corner of your eye. The pen is moving.
I look at it.
All right.
With my full eyes.
both your full eyes. Anybody around can see this too.
Do I always have to tell you how many eyes are looking at things?
Yes, please. How long have you been playing this game, Abby?
This is my pen and my paper, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I believe so.
Uh-oh.
It's not Will's.
Will
put all his pens in Rafina's pockets.
Getting ready to move in.
Put them all into one basket. Okay, here we go.
No, it's not moving on its own. Mm. Funny you should ask. It's being pushed across the table towards you by a familiar-looking centipede.
What? Wait, towards me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second. Wait, like the centipede... Well, is it familiar to me?
You've seen it before.
I feel like I have seen a, what, where, when was it? At the campfire?
You've seen it twice.
Well, I didn't see what? It on the, I know there was a centipede on the blimp, but I didn't see it. Dew saw it on the blimp.
Oh, okay. The centipede.
Well, yeah, it looks familiar to you and Dew, and I think everybody saw it. But yeah, you saw it.
I didn't.
You were, oh, right. Gwen, this centipede is utterly alien to you.
This wasn't one of the, this wasn't one of the deities, was it?
You did not see a centipede deity, no.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
So it just, we saw a centipede on the airship.
Yeah, you saw it when we were looking for
the hidden, lost items. The missing things.
Yeah. Or the, as I think recall, it was just, there was nothing, other than it being large, there was nothing remarkable about it. It wasn't like talking or glowing.
Yeah, you said it was the biggest centipede he's ever seen. That's what you said.
Yeah, it's very big.
And this is the same one?
It looks, it's the same size.
A giant centipede.
It also had popped up.
Like at a campfire. There was a centipede. Right?
Yeah.
I think I saw it.
Not the campfire. You stopped for lunch on the way up to the lizard folk lair.
Okay.
And it was up like behind a rock that you blasted with Eldritch Blast. It poked up and scurried under a rock and you blasted.
Guys, this must be important because Eric remembers exactly when it happened and I do not.
Or maybe it's not important.
Oh shit, you guys.
Well, Cowl kind of jumps on the table though to to try to like eat it. Or grab it and play with it.
I'm going to intercept, or try to intercept.
Okay.
With my, I've dumped my sparkling water out.
Good. Because that's not happening. With the other food on the floor.
That's not happening.
Took this long. You decided. Nope.
I go to scoop up the centipede with the cup.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I back away from the. If it's coming at me, I get away from the table. Like I stand up.
Nature.
Yeah. Well, it's a centipede. Even KT is afraid
of
that centipede.
Says the guy who won't drink a glass of water. All right. Give me Denise. Give me a dexterity check for Cowl, and Greg, give me a dexterity check for yourself or for Dew.
Guys,
where is the fire? Where is the fire?
It's in the kitchen, probably.
I don't see a...
There's no fire
in the kitchen. What have you been doing in here?
Nothing.
It's just a little mood atmosphere.
Get off the table, you! You're going to break it. Look how large you are.
Why would you keep centipedes on your table here?
That's
why
no
are we
bugs
having this
in
conversation?
This establishment.
Yeah, seriously, there is something on fire in the kitchen. There's a bug on the table. I find this establishment mediocre at best.
But we still want to eat your food, please.
I don't know about that. Only
make it
free.
Again now that you've dumped it on the floor because we tricked you.
Yeah, poor guy.
All right. So we got a 15 from Dew and a 14 for Cowl. So, you lunge out with a cup as Cowl pounces at the centipede, and neither of you are quick enough. The centipede scurries off and sort of over an edge of the table, and you guys kind of bump into each other.
Conk.
With one hand, the hand that's not holding the glass, I give Cowl a scritch, and with the other hand holding the glass, I'm pursuing the centipede.
Wow, multitasking scritches. That's awesome.
So you're going after the centipede. What? You backed away from the table, Will.
Yeah.
What? I don't know what Bathwack and Rafina, and I guess technically Gwen. I know we know what Cowl was doing, but what's everybody else doing?
I'm trying to scoop up some of the food because I need Will to eat some of it.
Okay.
Off the floor.
Yeah, it's unguarded, so yeah, you can scoop up as much as you'd like.
Putting it into the lanky packs.
I'm keeping an eye on Dew because he just touched Cowl.
Yeah, it's spilled everywhere. Yeah,
I've touched Cowl before, haven't I?
You've touched what? Oh, Cowl.
Yeah. I thought I pet Cowl when I met Cowl.
Oh, I think you might have.
I don't remember.
And I'm keeping an eye on things.
maybe I missed. Sorry, the pen and paper, they're still moving, or they're
No, the pen was being pushed, looked like at least it was being pushed towards Will, unless it was just in the centipede's way. But now they're just sitting there.
Sir, could we please just have a little time? and we will clean everything up, I promise.
No, I need you to get out. What are you doing to my restaurant?
We would love to get out, but I'm afraid that there's a terrible fire in here that we need to put out, and so you need to leave because you are going to die in a terrible fire. So please leave.
All right, give me an intimidation roll.
Oh, that's easy. I don't think I've ever done that.
And you, oh, well, I'm really curious what your intimidation.
Yeah, I don't even know because I don't think I've ever even known. I didn't 12. Know that word appeared on my thing. Oh, so it is. The number one is next to it.
All right, 15.
That's not too bad for me.
Go now!
Fine. You have 5 minutes! And he closes the door.
Why would he close the door? There's a terrible fire in here. Oh, I was just kidding. Okay. All right, guys.
Says all that.
Okay, guys. I want us to all pay attention to this bug, which clearly wants something to happen with the pen.
Yeah, where is this bug? Because is this the same bug? Is there only one bug that looks like that in the world?
On the hunt.
Yeah, a good person to ask would be Dew, because he's currently crawling under the table.
Dew, don't step on the bug.
I'm not stepping on the bug. I am deliberately trying to catch the bug.
Perception roll, Dew.
I was encouraging you.
Yeah.
Working on it.
It's all good.
There we go. How did I do? Because I'm never in the same window. Oh, it sucks. I hate it.
Oh, okay. You get under the table.
Distracting me with your demands.
The fog looks like it was dissipating top of the room to bottom, so there's still a little bit left. Plus, it's dark under here, and you have lost sight of the centipede, too.
No!
What?
Just kidding.
Dew, aren't you a hunter?
In my defense, I usually hunt slightly larger things than centipedes, no matter how big this centipede is.
I can allow Cal to have another go at it.
Ugh. Do you think Cal will restrain from chomping it?
It's
half?
Not good for cats to eat centipedes.
Also, we can just throw the cat away after it touches the centipede, right? If you're okay with that, then go right ahead.
Yeah, no.
Yuck.
Here's centipede, pedipede. Here's centipede, pedipede.
Oh, no.
I mean, are there cracks in the floor, like where the wall and floor meet, things like that, that it could get out of this room? I mean,
it's not a hermetically sealed room. It's, it's finely built, but
can
yeah,
I just
lots
ask
of cracks
you guys,
and crevices.
Why are we all looking for this centipede?
Trying to do was get it outside. We're clearly not eating because...
But it had the pen. It wanted the pen. It wanted something to do with the pen.
It was pushing a pen at me in a very threatening manner. Plus, I think I've seen that centipede before. So, right?
What? I missed the part about it being a threatening manner.
Is that the same centipede that we saw on the blimp? I mean, the dirigible.
I didn't see it on the blimp. I think only Dew saw it on the blimp.
Oh, we already had this conversation. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to say, guys, there's kind of bugs everywhere.
But we've never talked about one before. So they don't exist.
It sounds like this particular bug was being a little bit more sentient, I guess. It seemed to have a purpose.
All right, here's what's happening. I have talked to animals, so I'm going to do that.
Aww. Here's centipede.
Armor proficiency light.
Yeah, we also know you're proficient with all types of armor, so that's good.
Is that what I press?
Yeah.
Yeah, initially.
It happens to me all the time.
Oh my gosh, my fingers are so freaking big.
All right, so you're going to cast Speak with Animals.
Yep. All right.
Oh, and then we have a natural 20 on athletics.
Yeah, I wasted that for a joke. Rafina warms up speaking to animals. Dew is going to do his morning calisthenics, which is one-handed cartwheels.
One-handed cartwheels? Holy shit.
He does a couple no-handed cartwheels, too.
Whoa! Yes.
With a natural 20.
Oh, my God.
It's very impressive through the fog, I have to tell you.
All right, so you've cast Speak with Animals.
I just saw the history check come
Bad
in.
Yeah. Got a 13 in history.
Have I ever seen do that before?
Yeah.
Who invented the cartwheel?
It's like, when is the last time I've been in this situation?
So, yeah, now you can speak with animals for 10 minutes.
Rahim. All right, I'm going to. Hey, Centipede, where are you? I'm going to protect you from the guy who's saying ridiculous things, but can you please come out of wherever you centipeded off to, and I will make sure you don't get stepped on.
Okay, what does that sound like to everybody else?
It's very close to a jellyfish language.
Both are animals well known for the sounds they make.
Finno-Ugric centipede, yes.
I love that Rufina's doing the but it's really like the hypersonic part of this that the centipede's hearing.
Yeah. Right, you guys just hear. Okay. So yeah, you guys hear Rufina go.
What's happening?
I'm listening. I don't know if he escaped or she or whatever, however the centipede thinks of itself. I don't know. Maybe it's been neutered.
I really hope that it thinks of itself as gross as I think of it, so it will just be ashamed and climb back under a rock.
Oh.
Hopefully,
don't feel ashamed.
Does not understand common, otherwise he's not going to come out.
That's seriously
like,
what
this guy sucks. I hate him.
That's what I'm telling it right now. I'm saying he's really. It's opposite day. He's saying just the opposite of what he means.
All right. So where is everybody in the room right now? I need to know. Historically, Alex, tell me where Bathwack is.
Bathwack is still sitting at the table. Still looking at Will.
Oh my god, see how terrifying he is? You see how quietly he said that, and he's just sitting there.
Yeah, I backed up from the table and I feel like I'm against a wall. Like, I'm assuming this room isn't enormous, right? It's just a small room. So I backed up to the wall.
Got it.
Don't want no part of this centipede.
Okay. Where is Rufina?
I'm ducking under the table with Dew.
Okay. Like, are you still under there, Dew?
Yeah, I don't think I would have come out except to do my morning calisthenics.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're cartwheeling around the room. I forgot.
I think I'm back under the table.
Oh, okay. Doing push-ups.
Yeah. Woo! With the whole weight of the table. Like, I'm holding the table with one hand above my head and then doing one-arm push-ups with the other.
Okay. He's terrifying, too. Yep. I run out of the room.
I rolled a natural 20. I'm going to use it.
Yes.
Right.
And where's Gwen?
She's sitting down because she's still a little bit upset that she kind of butted into an argument or discussion that she really had no part of with people she doesn't really know.
Yeah. We're weird.
Yeah, she... Rufina's like, you shouldn't feel bad. You should feel gross. Tainted.
Be very disappointed in your life choices.
Rufina, you're crawling around under there, and suddenly there's a little tickle on your hand.
Oh, no. I'm going to be poisoned.
And the centipede is there and sort of crawls up onto the back of your hand.
Oh, hey, little guy.
And
but it's not a centipede, it's a jellyfish. You were using the wrong dialect.
Oh my, I always get that accent wrong.
One of those freshwater river jellyfish that are so common.
Yeah, if anything in Rufina's river there would totally be freshwater river jellyfish.
All right, this will only take a second. Everybody just take your headphones off. You have to leave the room though. All right.
Me too?
No, not you.
I get to talk to the centipede. Oh, Denise is frozen, so it looks like she's defying the order to take off her headphones.
Yeah.
She's got a really nice smile. If my picture got frozen, it would be on the worst picture ever. But Denise is on a very nice... I should screenshot it for her.
Anyway, so you say hello, little centipede. And
hello,
little
centipede.
He says, I can only stay for a short time. But can I tell you a secret?
Yes, of course.
You can't tell Will.
Wow, how do you know who he is?
I'm Bernard. He can't know.
Oh.
He can't know.
Okay, so I guess you
he
didn't.
He can't know.
What? Okay. Why can't I tell him? Why can't I?
The what's keeping me here is very, it is tenuous at most.
Oh.
And it's built, it has to do with what's in him and what he believes.
Oh,
but
my God.
He can't know. So I can only stay near for so long, but yes, that's what's happening.
So what should I do? Do you need some help?
No, I'm fine. Will needs help.
What if someone steps on you?
I'm fine. Look at me.
Are you made
that
out
cat
of armor?
Couldn't catch me.
How strong is your exoskeleton?
I don't know. I'm very big and I'm very fast.
Okay. All right. Well, I will try to prevent, because Will is on a mission to get rid of you. So, okay.
Yeah.
All
He's
right. Well,
that way.
Is there anything?
Just
do you
help
know
him where... and help him and Bathwack. They, you know, they're having problems.
I noticed, but do you know where the gnomes are? And what is loose change? And what about the deranged gods? Do you know any of that?
I don't know. I know very little. I'm sort of here and I'm not here. It's confusing, but I'm still tied to Will somehow. But again, it's very weak. So
what about your sister?
I don't know.
Okay. I have so many questions.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to go. Just tell them you saw me scurry into a crack and yeah.
Okay.
Help them.
All right. See you later, Bernardipede.
All right, they can come back.
They're chatting like crazy. And they say that they can tell what's going on by my facial expressions.
Yeah, you all missed a lot. Okay. Very important now that people are back on audio. We have an episode title here, and it's the first one that has ever been come up with in chat.
Oh my God, what's the chat? I haven't
There's
even
a lot
seen
of
this.
Chatting.
Oh my God, really? Pubin Chode. Wait, okay, Pubin Chode.
That's from a while ago.
Pubin Chode.
You have to go back to I Can't Hear You.
Urban Dictionary of the Day for the last several days.
Here, let's start here.
Oh man, okay. I can't hear you. Hey everyone, let's talk about them here. Oh man, I'm not part of this. Yeah, what losers. I bet they wish they were in the cool kid convo. I can still, all right, we have to say this. We have to do impressions of people or they have to read out their own conversation. Come on guys, read it out.
Yeah, read it.
I can still see the video of Abigail acting shocked.
Murgle Fluff Banana Ping.
She looks happy and excited. Oh no, that's not my line. That's your line. I apologize.
She looks happy and excited. We're fucked.
I noticed that. Eric should have had us walk away. Abby speaks with her facial expressions as much as with her words.
Oh.
Abby, we hear your face.
Shh. Episode title.
Abby, we hear your
first
face.
First episode title in the chat?
I think it's time, and what a way to start.
Oh, now she looks worried. Look at the eyebrows. Sad? LOL.
LOL.
I hope you guys have backup characters ready.
Some disappointment, some pensiveness. Lank's coming back.
Oh my God. Abby, we can hear your face. That's amazing.
At one, I could sort of see out of the corner of my eye that they were typing all this. And so at one point I went like this.
Yeah, I saw that. That's when I laughed. Yeah. I mean, that's when I LOL'd. I didn't actually laugh.
Oh man, that's awesome.
It was very expressive. So
yeah. Abby has great faces.
All right.
I have a million of them.
Everybody is where they were.
Okay.
And then you you hear this under the table.
Oh, guys, let's get out of here. She must have found that thing. We got to get out of here. I'm going.
I'm down there with her, so I've seen her get it, though I haven't the foggiest idea what she's saying to it.
And I am using this as an excuse to walk away from Bathwack, so that's why I'm saying.
Are you just leaving the pen and paper on there?
Huh?
Who?
You're just leaving the pen and paper on there?
Yeah, I mean, I backed away because there was a centipede, and I used that as an excuse to pretend as if that is the issue that's going on. There's a centipede, and I need to leave.
Bathwack collects the pen and paper and puts them back in his pack.
Oh, Bathwack.
Aww.
I love Bathwack.
His face
so
is expressionless.
Oh, God. Will poops himself. I'm not looking at Bathwack. Never mind. I don't. I'm just scared. I'm pretending to be scared of this centipede.
And do you see the centipede scurry sort of along back past Rafina? And looks like it actually heads into one of those cracks in the baseboard.
Since Rafina was, I couldn't understand. I assume I at least know that she was trying to communicate with it, so I'm not going to go after it.
Yeah, you heard the. You didn't hear anything from the centipede.
Okay, guys, everything is fine. So it was just a lovesick centipede who wanted us to write him a love letter. But then I talked him out of it because the person he wanted to write the love letter to was clearly very manipulative. And so now he's going to go and pick up a new hobby. So he's gone.
Wait.
What? You have very interesting encounters.
The centipede was in love with somebody who's manipulative?
Yes. It was a manipulative.
It's a tale as old as time.
And.
Manipulate his aunt? Ew, he wants to marry his aunt?
No, an aunt. Many of us are aunts.
All right.
It was an aunt. One of those aunts that like to milk the aphids.
Does this centipede know the worm that you talked to? Is this all related?
Oh, I should have asked. We are really in a deep conversation about this love affair.
You talked to worms too?
Yeah, that was not intentional, but I saved another worm. Well, I guess I talked to that one, too. And its dad was really impressed, or he was pleased, and so he offered his services. It was a good day.
Okay.
It was a good day.
That one day.
Okay.
All right, so I think everyone needs to... We need to shake it off. Shake it off, everyone. Shake it off. Are we shaking?
Mo starts jumping around.
Are we shaking?
Shaking off the negative emotions. My calm emotions spell never worked, so I threw it away. And now we're just tense all the time. And it will, if you want me to not give you a back massage, you'd better relax.
Oh, no.
Well, and Gwen stands up, and she's like, you know, with the negative emotions, I get that. And this is just... It's really weighing heavy on me, and I just want to apologize to all of you because I really feel like I got out of line by butting into your discussion. I don't know you guys as well as you know each other, and I really feel that I had no business butting into your argument, conversation, whatever you guys want to call it. But I just, it'll make me feel better and less negative if I can just apologize to you all for doing that.
Well, I think you were totally in line, Gwen, but thank you.
Totally in line to apologize? That's rude.
No, no. What Bethwick means is when she was talking about the clan.
Way to lower the tensions, Rafina. It's like, you have to say to Gwen, you dick.
Why doesn't my fucking calm emotion spell it work, you idiots?
Over, asshole. Oh, right, you can't. We can't drown anymore. Go die in the kitchen fire, which also isn't real.
Well, and also, if you guys can excuse me, I need to find the ladies' room.
Oh.
Rafina, you know what I meant, right? Was
I did. It was just funny the way you worded it. It was funny the way you worded it. You big lug, and I give him a punch on the calf.
Well, see, and Gwen appreciated what Bathwack said. She understood it. So she's going to kind of, when she's leaving the room to go find the ladies' room, she's going to go put her hand on his shoulder and say something to him in Draconic so nobody else can understand.
Okay. Everybody else, take your headphones off.
Please take to the chat. Let us know what our faces tell you.
Say the thing that you were going to say, Gwen.
Okay. Yeah, I go to Bathwack and I say, our pasts sound like they have some parallels. And I really can sympathize with what you must have gone through. I mean, I don't know what, but I feel like I can sympathize. Some of the people among you seem to have a skewed sense of what's good. And just know that if you need me, I have your back.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And sorry to hear that our paths might be so similar.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe we can talk it at some point. I personally don't want to talk about mine. I know you don't want to talk about yours, and I respect that. But yes, I certainly have your back.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And then yeah, that's all.
All right. So
thanks.
All right, so that's the exchange that happened between Bathwack and Gwen. And then Will actually is able to understand a little bit of it. After what happened in the Lizardfolk lair, Will actually, for some mysterious unknown reason, it wasn't long enough for this to happen naturally, he is able to understand some Draconic, some rudimentary Draconic. And so he was able to catch bits and pieces of that. Basically, Will, you were able to understand what you heard was, the past sound like, and I can be who you are.
The past?
Some of the people you are with are slanted. And then Bathwack said, glad to hear. Sorry about your past. I respect that. And then Gwen said, I have your back.
Ooh, okay.
And some other stuff in between that. So you know you didn't get all the words, but...
Okay.
And then you can leave the room, and Alex, you can take your headphones off.
Wait, so you want me to leave the room?
Yeah.
Me?
Okay. Yeah. And then you should go on your phone on Discord and join the peanut gallery.
I'm trying not to look at this pop-up.
All right, I'm going to take my headphones off then, yeah?
Okay, yep.
All right.
And I will not.
No, you will not.
No, I will not.
Because you're going to the ladies' room, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to the ladies' room with Cowl.
With Cowl. You got to go in pairs, right? That's
yes.
The thing.
Yes. I think. Ladies go all together.
Right. All right. So, yes, you are able to make your way out of the room. The waiter is sort of waiting out there, sort of looks like he's counting down the 5 minutes, maybe giving a little extra time, getting his nerve back after being chastised by this halfling lady. And he can quickly point you in the right direction of the restroom.
Okay, so I'm going to go in the restroom, lock the door, and I just sit there and I just hold up Cowl, and I'm like, Cowl, I really need your help here, because I need some guidance from up above, because I don't know, these people, should I be getting involved with them? Am I doing the right thing? At first I kind of thought I did. Now I have no idea what I'm getting myself into, and I don't know if it's best for me to just cut and just figure out the rent myself. And I mean, I know the one has a book that I want, but I don't know. There seems to be some deep-seated issues with some of them, and I just, I'm not sure this is the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, you've been focused on those symbols, and that book was a big part of that, but yeah, I don't know. I don't see you earning any money here anytime soon, and time's ticking.
No. And that's very much concerning me, and I thought they were going to help, but I don't know. I just don't feel like they're here to help me. I feel like they have their own ulterior motives, and I'm not really sure what I'm doing here with them right now.
Right. So what, you just want me to give you some advice, or?
Well, am I doing the right thing? Like, is this what I should be doing? Should I?
Are you asking me?
No, I need guidance from above.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you say it.
Can you please ask Moondreamer? I really need to hear from Moondreamer. They'll let me know what I should do.
Yeah, sure. Just don't be so shy about it.
I just hate to bother them. I just really do.
This is a partnership. You're not bothering them. You're an agent of them.
I know.
All right. So Cowl opens her mouth and starts to let out this low sort of purr. And as they do, their eyes change from the two colors that they typically are. What was the one and the other?
One is blue and one is yellow.
So the blue and the yellow eye, they both start to transform, as you've seen, not too many times, but you've seen it before, so it's not too surprising. They are now rainbow, the eyes, a solid rainbow. Like, you don't see, like, the features of the eye or the whites or anything. It's just a solid rainbow. And the purr slowly fades, and you hear the voice you've heard before of Moondreamer. And they say, yes, Gwen?
Yes, yes, Moondreamer, thank you. I really don't mean to bother you or take you away from important things, but I just, yes. I need your advice and guidance here.
Yes, let me guide you. What is troubling you, Gwen?
These people that are supposedly helping me right now. I'm questioning if they really can help me and if I'm getting involved with maybe some of the wrong types of people.
Gwen, all things happen for a reason. You find who you need when you need them. Does that sound right to you?
Well, it does, but I don't know. I mean, most of them seem nice and all, but I don't know. I just don't know if the intentions are good with all of them.
Intentions. Yes, there may be some out there who do not have pure intentions. But does that mean they cannot bring purity? If they do not necessarily stand for good, could they not yet still do good?
Yeah, okay.
I sense my words do not bring you the satisfaction you need.
Well, I mean, I'm willing to give it a go. I mean, I really, really am trying to see the good in everyone, and it's just a little difficult with some.
Gwen, these ones you've found, these are agents of good. All of them. They are here in Six Rivers to bring about change.
All of them.
All of them.
Well, I mean, that's what I am too, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I guess I will hang in there, I guess. But, I mean, I feel a little bit better now. But I don't know. I guess they're not exactly what I had in my mind when you think of agents of good.
Maybe there's something to be learned in that.
Okay. No, okay, yeah, all right. I think I can do this. I can do this.
I know you can, Gwen.
No, if you're behind this, then I'm behind this, and I can do this.
Just don't be afraid to get tough if you need to.
Okay, I worry sometimes when I get a little too tough. But no, okay.
All your powers serve me. All of them. Do not fear.
Okay. No, I can buck up. I can be tough. I can do this.
Good. Those are excellent affirmations.
Okay, I'm feeling a lot better about this. I am so sorry to bother you. I really, really, really am.
And
but
Gwen,
stop
apologizing.
But I can be tough, and I can stop apologizing, maybe. I'm going to try. This will be challenging.
Good. Challenge is good. Challenge is fun.
Yes. Yes. Challenge is good. Challenge is fun.
Yes.
I will remind myself of that.
Good.
Challenge is good. Challenge is fun. Yes.
Good. Yes. Good. Good?
I think I am good.
Good.
I appreciate your guidance, as always, and your time. I thank you very much.
And the purring picks back up in Cowell's throat, and the eyes go back to normal. And Cowell kind of settles down and then sort of shakes a little bit, as if sort of like, you know, shaking it off, so to speak. Did that help?
Yeah, it did. It did. This is going to be challenging. This will be challenging.
Great. Okay.
So I'll need your help, and I'll just need your support.
Sure.
But yeah, we can do this. I can do this.
Good. Good, good. Okay. You gonna go to the bathroom?
No, I don't need to. I just need to get away. Yes.
Are
I'm
you
sure.
Sure.
Okay, maybe just a little.
All right. All
okay.
Right. All right. Come back. So yeah, the rest of you, Gwen has excused herself to go to the restroom.
Okay.
And then shortly...
I was muted!
Huh?
Oh, no.
You missed everything I said a little bit.
What'd you say?
What'd you say?
It was
brilliant. Verbatim.
I can't remember. It's gone. Just kidding. I'm sure I said nothing useful. But anyway, I really wanted to know how we could have not noticed that you guys talked for that long while we were standing there and not hear what you said. Like,
how long?
Did you both
Who?
Go to the
what?
Bathroom
See,
together?
You had them have a conversation, and then she left, and then she must have done something.
No, so Gwen and Bathwack had a few quiet words in Draconic, and then Gwen left the room.
And then Bathwack also
and
was
now
no longer
is,
able.
Yes. And now Gwen just left the room.
Okay. Should we talk about her now that she's gone?
Wait, should I take my headset off?
And the waiter comes back in and he says, yes, that was your 5 minutes. And now I believe it's time you we have another party coming in. This room is reserved. So
good one.
I believe you need to you'll need to go now.
Yeah, we were in here for like 10 minutes. He expected us to eat breakfast in 10 minutes. I'm sure there's a party coming. Whatever. And I walk out the door.
Thank you.
I'm just trying. Will's just trying to avoid
I'll
more
leave.
Awkward things. Yeah.
Okay.
He's not into it anymore.
I'm not sure if we achieved anything we were planning to do, but goodbye.
Yeah. Well, we came
All
up
right.
with a plan
I'll follow
last
after
session.
Rafina.
Yeah.
Oh. We came up with a plan.
Mo and Halula go too.
I totally remember that. I totally remember that plan.
Yeah, so I guess I have to leave and be Ricardo again. Did I come in here as... Oh, no, I was the post office man. Yes.
Bethwack.
Did you come in as that?
Yes, I was the post office man.
What was the plan?
So I guess that's who I am.
What's the plan?
It had something to do with the candy shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh!
All right, so I guess, oh, shit. Okay, so did we ever actually, this is the problem between sessions, we have time, so now I'm like, did we decide, we're gonna go do that, probably, right?
I kind of asked that at the end of last session.
Okay.
What the plan was. I asked out of character, I asked Meta what you guys were doing, and I believe that's what I was told, though... I think people were not completely sure that's what was said.
Okay.
Trying to basically
the heck. We were supposed to do a candy store thing where we were going to try to lure... Well, first, we were going to put a note or something in the cave to get him to go somewhere else. Was that part of our plan? Leave a message in the cave for Ricardo to come meet us where we want to be met at a different time so that we have the upper hand. And I think that place was the candy store. Does that sound right, guys?
Or I don't know if we were going to leave a note because I'm not sure we would be able to get there to put a note anywhere since it's some place. It's like a working cave.
Oh,
so us not showing up, maybe he would come look for us.
Yeah.
And we would... pull up in the candy store with the two, with the back entrance and the front entrance.
And did we have any plan with which to capture him or anything like that?
I don't think anything was specifically said.
Well, this is great. Now we wasted our time in our private room. We have no plan. Oh, crap.
Yep. You do find yourself standing out on the street, blinking in the sunlight.
Yeah.
Now that it's finally...
I mean, I'm the postman, so I'm just
and
gonna...
none of us are used to it yet, so it's like, oh, the sun! I miss the clouds!
Dude's eyes aren't even developed to deal with the sun. He's from Barovia. He's just... Yeah. He's like
I don't
one
have
of
eyes.
Weird...
I'm a bat. Everyone bats have eyes.
I was like, he's evolved. He's like one of those albino newts or whatever with they're blind. They're born in caves. That's what Dew is like.
Oh, naked mole rat.
Is part lantern fish. He has one of those dangly things that glows out in front of him. I don't actually have dark vision. I can just see in dark places because my little glow in the dark glow dangle.
He's got a lantern.
You need to update your art for Dew.
Oh my god. That's
terrifying. So great.
I also have to give him crazy
it's
jagged
cool. It's
sharp teeth.
It's like a wicked snowboarding hat.
Well, I guess I can just only talk in character because I don't know if we actually have a plan, but Will is unsettled by everything that happened, and he realizes that he's still dressed as the postman, and he doesn't want, if Ricardo is watching us, to realize that I am part of that group, because then Ricardo's going to know who I am. So I'm just going to walk and just go somewhere and not wait for the group. Just head maybe towards the candy shop. Wait, that's on the other side of the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Other side of the wall. All right.
Well, and Gwen walks out. She's like, wait, where's Will going, guys? What's going on? You guys weren't in the room anymore. Now Will's walking away. Were you just leaving me here?
No! No! No, Will had to smoke a cigarette.
I'm terrible at lying! I'll have to talk to him about that.
He also needs to eat. Will you help me with that, Denise? Denise, let's form a syndicate. Will is undernourished.
Uh-oh! I'm just kidding, Link.
I already formed a syndicate with Link.
Oh, no! And I said the wrong word twice.
I formed a syndicate with a dead character. Tragic.
And then you try
to form
it with a
player. Why is your new name also monosyllabic? I can't handle it. It's too
All right, so Denise's character's name is Gwen, and Greg's character's name is Dew. There you go. Now talk.
Nice to meet you.
I can't do it, guys. I'm just going to observe.
No!
Cloven!
Cloven!
Everybody give me a perception check.
Perception.
My perception's not great.
That's okay.
Did it show
we
up?
We still like you.
You're part of a team. It showed up.
Oh, God. 8. Boo.
Greg 18 got 16. For Gwen.
Gwen got
oh, 18. Hey!
My perception's 6. So bad I can't find where to click for the perception check.
You rolled too many history checks.
Oh, there we go.
13 for Bathwell.
13. All right. Dew and Gwen, you notice something not alarming, but just slightly out of the ordinary on the street a little ways to the south, sort of to your right as you are exiting the restaurant. You see a group of three people who are sort of huddled together, and then they're looking up to the west, and then they spin around and look to the east. And one of them pulls out what looks like a spyglass. And they sort of whip around and look left, and then they look right, and then they look left, and they pass the spyglass around, and they seem to be very excited, and they huddle together again, and then they rush off down the street to the south.
Hey, you guys, I mean, I know that we need to go to the candy store, and I know we need to do Ricardo, but I think, and I don't mean to be one to cheat, but I think they just solved the puzzle over there.
So, what?
I don't know. I saw them looking and stuff, so maybe, no one else saw this? No?
I saw, yes. I think we've got some people interested in our movements.
Well, no, I thought they were solving the puzzle. You think they're solving the last puzzle that we were
trying
to solve?
Well, they'd be interested in our movements because we're solving the puzzle. Oh. It may not seem like it right now because we haven't talked about it in ages.
I don't know. I was thinking about going over where they were and looking up and like they were, and maybe we can see if we can solve the puzzle.
Oh.
Okay.
We could go beat like the information fun. Out of them.
Sounds
No.
Better than what we were just doing.
Yes, which is getting ready to beat each other.
There will All be right. no beating.
All right, well, let's do that, but does everyone really not want to talk about the centipede anymore?
I'm assuming I'm too far away to hear any of this, so that's
I don't
what
know
I,
what you're doing.
That's I'm... what I was walking away, so I'm okay. just, you know.
Sure, yeah, you don't hear any of that.
Yeah, Rufina, do you want to tell us more about the centipede?
I told you everything I know.
Oh. Are we seriously done talking about the centipede? Well, what do you want to tell us? Fuck you!
Rufina clearly
wasting
wants
everybody's
to...
time. God, talking about the centipede still. Look at this guy.
Rufina really wants to talk about the centipede, guys, but she can't let on. That's if you couldn't tell.
How many eyes did it have, Rufina?
It had... Two.
And
that's
how
not
many
a hint.
Legs did it have, Rufina?
I didn't talk for it long enough to count.
She just doesn't know how to count.
So,
did it have any other unusual?
Should we go after the people who are puzzle hunting?
Yeah, I'm gonna
I
go
would
with
like
you guys.
To.
All right. Let's
so
be,
what are you?
Let's be super stealthy about this.
I think. Yeah, I think there are two. Desires right now. Mm-hmm. I think some people want to go after the people, and some people want to go where the people were.
Mm. Mm. Some people want to talk about centipedes.
Right, and some people want to talk about centipedes, and some people want to walk in another direction.
Well, so wait, yeah, wait, are we chasing those people, or are we going to just go look and see what they were seeing?
I may have misunderstood. I thought we saw them, then they turned around and walked away from us, so walking towards them, we would have been walking towards where they were standing when they were looking up and around.
They didn't seem to notice you at all. They were doing something, and then they hurried away.
Right, I'm just saying if we go in the direction where they were, we'll be going in the same direction they're going, but we'll also be able to look and see what they were looking at.
That is true. And so, yeah, you're heading there. And Will, what are you literally going to the candy store? Like, where are you going?
I was walking towards the candy store, yes. But I mean, like, I guess you can decide whether I would have perceived that they were not, like, going along with me.
Probably.
Okay, so if I perceive that, then what I would do is I would duck into some other little alley and change into something different. So I'd,
okay.
Yeah.
The plane man.
I was not following Will. I just want to be abundantly clear. I was not following Will.
Was your horse?
Change into horse.
Oh crap! Where is Dean?
He was waiting respectfully outside.
Yeah, he just bumped into him.
Yeah.
Yep. He finished his newspaper. He tried the Sudoku. It was too hard.
Aw, yeah. I'm sure he could handle the Sudoku.
He has trouble with that one.
I'm like, where is Steve? And he steps out of one of the blue porta potties.
Yeah, I'll change into the like plain guy in the plain suit that was before.
The boring looking guy.
Yeah, just as boring as possible. Okay. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then what, you go catch up with people?
I don't catch up. I just follow behind.
All right. You make sure to go just slow enough that you don't catch up with
them. There's a reason. It's not just because of awkwardness. It's because the problem now Will faces is that he's playing Ricardo. So, and there's this group of people mm-hmm. that Ricardo was with. And if I always am with them, if there's always another member, but it's just a different looking person every time, then obviously people are going to figure out.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to play smart. Like Will would realize that. Like Will mm-hmm. knows he can't just be like, I'm always a different person with these people. So it's obviously the same person. So he's just, maybe I change into a woman. Yeah, I've changed to a woman. Something completely different. Like just a random woman with like what side of the Will's wall are mom? We on? No. Oh, man. That's like psychological.
Sorry, Swirly Man just asked you that.
Oh, my God. If it was just like a random woman.
How much does she look like your mom? I guess that's the question.
Like maybe a little bit. Yeah. Psychologically. Yeah. Maybe that's it. But I.
But hotter. There's
a, you're such a fucking, I hate you. Are we on, which side of the wall are we on?
The cliff side.
Is that the more drab? What are their clothes over here? So whatever, I would kind of try to make my clothing look a little bit like what they wear on this side, so that I'm part of the people here.
Got it.
Yeah.
You gonna? Do
Did
you want
to
go for
make a perception check, like a passive perception check to see if he maybe passive or active, whatever, to see if he recognizes that Will went off and changed and came back.
Sure. I'm gonna make you
not looking. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna make you roll for this one, and not just give it to you.
It's the same as mine.
Yeah,
Steed's wisdom is the same as mine.
Spanakopita.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Oh! No.
That's a critical fail, though.
Critical fail, Spanakopita.
That's a terrible fail.
Steed died.
Wow, no, all right. Steed forgot about Will.
He has no idea. Steed was really engrossed in the newspaper.
His eyes are covered in flies right now.
Oh, Steve! Oh, no, crap. I refuse.
No, brush his eyes off.
Oh.
Sorry, Steve.
No.
Do you want to go like full like Krumpelmeyer jumpsuit outfit?
Is that what they're all wearing?
A lot of people are.
Are there any people that are not wearing a jumpsuit? Because Will, I feel like. Part of Will's pride would not allow him to be part of, like,
I will not working... wear a clothing that is of one garment.
Yeah. that is one of his rules of dressing. Yeah.
It must take me less than 2 seconds to reveal my navel.
What? Oh, man. No.
You're not going to fully undress to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
No rompers for Will.
No way. No, just something that I've seen another person maybe similar to that. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So just to be clear, neither Bathwack nor Steed have any idea where Will is.
Correct. But yeah, you guys make it to that spot where they were standing. And if you try to get a sense of, sort of where they were looking and the direction... looks like it's pretty much looking right at the smokestacks for plant A and plant B.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we figured it was going to be these smokestacks.
Yeah, we totally did, but now I don't remember what the puzzle was.
Does Look high and low, it? But mostly high, and train your eye upon the green and purple sky.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
Almost. Close. I was close.
You got the first part. Look high and low, but mostly high,
Add A plus B with your eye to the green and purple sky.
All right.
Same diff.
And we know it's exactly. not Krumpelmeyer's fine food. That was our A plus B. So, okay. But they were using a spyglass.
Yep.
But I'm also not part of this conversation. I'm sorry.
That's true. It's okay. You can be a meta.
A meta puzzler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So what if we, what do we see if we look up at the towers, guys? Wasn't that our idea?
Does anyone see any green or purple? What the heck, dude?
Eric's now doing the thing with
puzzles.
You don't
see any green or purple! Wrong! Well,
green and purple, as I've pointed out in the past, both have one color in common because they're both secondary colors. Mm-hmm. And their primary color in common is
blue, right?
Blue,
right.
All right. I'm glad I'm not stupid.
Yeah, from this distance, you just see the smokestacks.
Green and purple sky. Is there a green and purple anything anywhere? Tell us, DM.
No.
A flag of some kind?
No.
Uh-oh.
You don't see anything green or purple.
What were the guys that you saw doing?
Well, they were looking one way, and then they were looking the other way, and I don't know.
Pathfinder looks one way and then the other way.
it seemed like they saw something.
And yes, Will out like of character. And Will out of character, KT was correct that they were using primarily a spyglass.
Yeah. Okay.
So we need magnification. Does anybody have any magnification? Can anybody fly?
Aha!
So.
I have a spatula.
Oh, does your spatula fly?
If I throw it, yes.
I like Is there any that. Chance that my robe of eyes lets me? No, I don't think so. But
no. Unless you threw it up there. But then you wouldn't
Can't
be wearing it.
Can't we get Will to fly up there? As the woman he is?
She doesn't know.
Where is Will?
You guys don't know where I am.
From where we're standing, how far are we from the two points of interest?
Pretty far. You're like kind of halfway in between them. Slightly closer to plant B than plant A. On the map, I don't know if you have the map up. Is that the active screen?
I think so, yeah.
You're basically kind of like right here. I put your tokens kind of around where you're standing. Will's back here or whatever.
So number two is one of them and number one is the other one.
Yeah, B is here and A is here.
And we're right where our characters are. I just managed to get this back up. Okay.
Right here.
Is there any tall structure in this immediate vicinity?
Not really. There's not too much tall on this side of town in general. Or really both sides. Really the only thing that's tall is the wall, and then much taller are the smokestacks, and then much taller than that are the cliffs surrounding the town.
Well, do you want me to ask if they'd share their spyglass with us?
Sure. Maybe we could... Is there a store around here that might sell us one?
Well, there's the hardware store, but I don't know they're going to sell us anything at this point.
Have we been back to the cliffs themselves? We haven't actually gone up to the cliffs, have we?
No. The closest you've been, you were in that bar that you got kicked out of, which was kind of right up next to the cliffs, but that's about as close as you've been.
Gwen, are there paths up the cliffs?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are paths up the cliffs if you really want to do that, but... They're pretty treacherous, and it's not like they're walking paths that anyone is going to be going up there walking on the cliffs. Except maybe
goats. I meant more just to get some sort of vantage.
Gwen would be able to tell you that certain adventurous types have scaled the cliffs, but it's not an easy feat.
Yeah, you'd be better off scaling the smokestacks than the cliffs.
Probably.
Well, I thought of that, but then you'd be on one... You can't see them both from one of them.
So you guys are adventurers, and nobody has a spyglass or anything like that?
I I don't seem to. No, Bethwack has taken his pack off and he's just checking.
He's rummaging.
Really? That? Hmm. Yeah. Does anyone wear glasses?
Bethwack, a smile crosses his face as he sees the Bufflin whiskey.
Does it have magnifying powers?
You drink it and you feel like it makes you see feel for miles. That
way. Should we try to buy something? Or maybe Will just fly up there.
Where? But Will's not even here.
Where is Will? Is anyone? Yeah, seen
I think we should get Will. Where's? Can we please find Will?
Wait, Will can fly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but no big deal. What a loser, you know? He's a fucking douchebag. Who cares?
He can cast fly, Gwen. Even okay. He even made me fly once. It's really pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So he can fly. He can be... He can look like everything but himself, apparently.
That's an apt description.
Would he fly up there? Let me ask you this. He doesn't seem like the type of person to do things when you ask, especially even if you say please.
That's what I said. Yeah, all right, let's go to the store.
Especially if you say please. That was hilarious.
Hey everyone! If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.